Turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it.
We are back with a vengeance and pumped full of more caffeine than the FDA allows.
Yeah.
This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to episode 50 of That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. On today's action-packed and controversial episode, we're going to preview one of MSI's latest contenders in the sub-notebook market. Only a few hundred pre-released. Get a couple of them.
Excellent.
Yeah, had to call in some favors on that one. We will yet again break wind on their newest sexy time notebook as we eagerly await. It's called the Win PC. I'm not going to actually, you know, poot. I'm over here.
Yeah.
Chris is like, no, please don't. Also, hacking your grades is a serious offense, right?
Yeah, Ferris Bueller. You know,
Ferris Bueller with a... Well, how does 38 years of hard jail time sound?
I've got some comments on that.
Yeah, it sounds... Also, we are almost ready to tackle 50-plus songs set on Rock Band, Chris. I think we're going to do it tonight. You up for it?
Maybe.
He's like, no. Chris and I are going to... Pluses and perils of one of the hottest games to hit the Xbox 360 in forever. Rock Band has completely owned that computer store.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about my message in a bottle experience last night. So, gosh, we got more goodies than you can shake a stick at today on That Computer Show. So what's happening, Chris? How's your week been?
I've been busy.
Slamming.
I've had like servers to build and things to deploy. I haven't had a whole lot of time to play video games.
There's been little fun. Actually, I take that back because we have a lot of fun at the store. But
we do. But I mean, I haven't touched my WoW character in over a month. And
oh goodness,
COD 4. I think I've forgotten how to play the game.
Oh gosh,
And
I got an Age of Conan account that I haven't logged into yet.
I think I created a character on there, and I think he's taken maybe two steps in the virtual world, and
wow.
He got bored, started tying his shoe, and I logged off.
There's some problems, actually, with Age of Conan and SLI and Crossfire video cards.
There's a handful of problems with that game.
One
of them being that, you know, we have guys that'll come into play, and they'll get kicked off the server so that it can do an update. Well, they wait for the update.
Mm-hmm.
And they hop back on and start playing a little while longer, and then they get kicked back off the server for another update. I mean, how many times do you need to update the server in a day? A
couple weeks ago, it was the week that we were off the air, there were 9 updates in 24 hours. We're glad to be back. I think the air show was a really good success. They had a lot of fun out there. Did some flight sim stuff. So it was very cool. Hopefully we can do another one, and hopefully we'll be able to come to the next one. We were just the store owned us that day.
Yes.
I think we had 20 gamers in the store at one point.
It was lots of fun though.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Win PC before we get to the nitty gritty. We have actually one customer, Miss Schmidt, is a perfect example of somebody who needs the Win PC. She just wants a little notebook. She wants to carry it around poolside, you know, walk around the house. She needs good battery life. She just wants to pay bills, surf the web, do email, you know, stuff like that. Well, she doesn't want to spend, you know, $1,000 on a high-end notebook. So she's looked at the EPC, but it doesn't quite have the horsepower that she needs. MSI has released the Win PC.
Yeah, we've been excited about this. We got wind of this pretty early.
Oh, you did not.
Yeah, it was an accident, entirely an accident there, to be that funny. We got got news of it pretty early on, and before it was released to the public, and we were excited, and we're going to be one of the few to get some of the less than like 200 that are being
produced.
Yeah,
there was like two, and I think all total, there's a black one, a white one, there's the two and change.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting a couple of them. So thank you to the guys at MSI.
We're going to put them through their paces and give you guys a full head review when we get our hands on them.
Yeah, the thing that I like, it'll run Linux or Windows. The even for the high end, which for the feature set, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, I can get a full notebook for $5. Yeah, but it's not made like this beautiful.
It's tiny, but it's got one of the best keyboards of a small form factor notebook from some of the early reports that I've read.
Bluetooth, webcam. Regular hard drive, so you could actually upgrade the hard drive.
That's a bonus. The Asus does not have enough to really take advantage of a full size hard drive.
Yeah.
So you're limited to solid state. With this model, the Win, you can put a full 2.5 inch hard drive in it, which has a bonus, but also has a negative effect. 2.5 inch hard drives can really hurt a battery.
Yeah.
But if you are willing to sacrifice some battery life for a lot of storage, you can make that call.
Depending on the battery that you get, you're going to get between 2.5 and 5 or 6 hours on battery life, which is really kind of cool too.
I'm really wanting to experiment with this thing. There's an inter in Linux now, in Ubuntu Linux, that's called laptop mode.
Though some of the power saving stuff is
that
really
turns
hot.
Off your hard drive and when you're not using the system, and it's supposed to give you similar performance, battery performance, solid state hard drive with a regular hard drive.
Because it just loads everything in RAM.
Well, and it turns off your hard drive when you're not using it.
Sweet.
It spins it down.
It actually locks it.
It actually spins down the hard drive, and depending on how large the cache is on your hard drive, and with the way Linux, you know, does its memory management, you may not even need to have your hard drive spinning for regular web stuff. So
look for that. That should be coming. I think they're going to ship out. Their target date is the 27th. So hopefully we'll get ours right at the beginning of July. I do want to make one quick announcement, and it's kind of sad. There was a storm last night, and I'm getting some messages from some of our listeners, normal listeners, that said they can't get in. I think the stream is down. So if you're trying to listen on the internet, you can't hear me right now to tell you this, but if you could, you'd hear me telling you that you can't hear me.
Yeah, the system is down.
Oh, yeah, strong bad. So we're sorry. I think we've got engineers working on it, trying to get the somebody crossed the streams. So anyway, but we'll go ahead and try and post this one to the show website immediately after the show. We'll try and do it this afternoon.
Yeah, I got a fancy new 8 gigabyte flash drive from that computer store with my little.
Oh, the shock! That's the one that I ran over.
Yeah, this thing is nice though. It's 8 gigabytes. I have a high definition version of Battlestar Galactica on there.
Yeah.
And I have tons of music. I've got all my documents and files that I need and tools for work. And
we actually, yeah,
I think there's still like 4 or 5 gigs free space on this thing. And
they tout it as being shock resistant. The company that makes Supertalent makes this drive. It's aluminum. It's beautiful. It's tiny. I just stick mine in my wallet, but they claim it's shock resistant. So I was like, yeah, we'll see. So I went out back. I wrapped it in a napkin because I didn't want the shiny, beautiful metal finish to get messed up. And I ran over it a couple times with my car. And then popped it in my machine and just, like, you know, worked fine. It was great. So not that I recommend that you run over your flash drive, but this was a really nice little drive. Anyway, okay, so MSI WinPC, awesome. We don't have gas, but we're getting a couple. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, grades. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is big stuff.
And I've got a couple of comments on that, but yeah. Let's see if I can find my... Yeah, it was reported on TG Daily that a high school student faces up to 38 years in prison for hacking his grades.
Wow.
It's in California.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
This 18-year-old guy, Omar Khan.
Khan!
It's spelled differently. But,
oh, okay, it's a Star Trek thing.
But this guy is just as bright as the genetically engineered supervillain.
Yeah.
Well, I say he's bright, but what's the caveat of all really intelligent people? They make stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thing is, if he had changed his C's and D's and F's to something other than all A's, he might have off scot-free.
That's like rule number one of hacksawing your grade source.
Even Ferris Bueller tells you this.
He does. He actually says it in the movie. Not that we recommend that you hack your grades. People don't. But, I mean, you know. Okay, so he hacked his grades. He gave himself all A's.
And
like his teacher to notice.
Yeah, and he altered the grades of 12 other students.
Oh.
He also tested and stuff, and basically he messed around inside the system.
So, okay, this is pretty hardcore.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say it's hardcore, but he didn't just change grades. He changed grades and also blasted out answers to tests and things like that.
But still, 38 years?
It's excessive. It's literally excessive. And I have to wonder if his buddy's name is... Tavenir Singh. These names don't sound to be white bread.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, I mean, they both sound Asian, Indian Asian. I'm wondering if Omar would have gotten such a hard sentence.
Had they been white?
Had they been like Mike Smith and Tom Jones or...
I wonder.
Or Jimmy Six. I mean...
I would actually like to know what you out there in listener land think about this. Our call-in number is 803-722-1230. Do you think how many years?
38 years.
Do you think 38 years in jail is appropriate for screwing with grades? He's 18. He'll get out. He'll be 50 years old.
Yeah. His parents, I don't. And from the story, it says they're not going to put up the $50,000 bail money to maybe teach him a lesson. But I mean, I don't have $50,000 just lying around to bail my kid out of what amounts to, you know, messing around with grades. I don't think they understand the uphill battle they're going to be facing. 38 yeah. years.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think that somebody should have a pretty heavy come-to-Jesus chat with these kids.
A pointy finger meeting.
Big yeah. time. I mean, but 38 years does seem... I mean, there are people who... There are murderers and rapists and people who cheat on their taxes that don't get this much jail time.
Yeah, I was reading some of the comments on Slashdot. I mean, on Dig, rather. Or Slashdot. I could
one of the one of the two, yeah.
And the comment was that a friend of this this commenter was murdered, and his assailant was released from prison 7 years later. So that person killed someone and only served 7 years of jail time.
Wow.
This guy, this 18-year-old kid, is facing 38 years for what amounts to, you know, altering a grade. I do think that repercussions, you know, he should be, you know, taken on this guy. He broke
Bring the hammer
laws.
Down, but not the whole tool chest.
Yeah, I mean, here's a list of that they charges they have against him: 34 felony counts of altering public records.
Whoa.
Which, 34? It just in his grades and 12. Are they every single like
every,
letter?
Every probably every alteration of every kid is a count.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but you know why they do that? They do that so that if he, are they charging him with all 34 at once?
Yeah, and then 11 felony counts of stealing and secreting. Public records, basically handing out tests.
What they do a lot, because I watch Law and Order sometimes. My sister's Cindy really loves the show. What they do a lot of times is they'll only press charges for a few counts, so that if you get off, then they can charge you with five more counts.
Yeah.
And so they get redos. That's our legal system. But
so it's 34 felony accounts of altering public records, 11 counts of stealing public records, 7 counts of computer access and fraud, 6 of burglary, 4 identity theft, 3 altering records, 2
turtle
stolen...
doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and I'm like, oh, there's 69 charges for this kid.
Really?
For changing grades.
69 counts.
Okay. I think that I've expressed my distaste so far. I'm going to step down off my box.
Yeah. I share your ire. And again, 203-742-23. Call us and let us know what you think, because if your kid hacked his grades 38 years, you think that's fair? Now, what's ironic is these kids are pretty hefty job offers from the tech industry.
Well, it depends.
If they don't rot
Not all the details are out, but it sounds like to me that if he's able to get into the system and do this much damage, fault as well, for making it easy enough for an 18-year-old kid to hack in to the computer system at their school with today's level of security threats...
True. But by the same token, that's...
They're probably running Windows and with no ed.
Do we have a caller?
So
here.
Hey, y'all. It's Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Well, I was calling to comment on that whole 38 years for that kid being in jail.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think that they're trying to scare everyone, so all those other little smart hackers don't do the same thing.
So you think this is an attempt to scare the bejesus out of the childlike hacking...
Setting as an example... You know, yeah, absolutely. They're trying to set a precedent to scare out of everyone else.
Sort of like they did with Kevin Mitnick.
Yeah.
A couple of dozen years ago.
Well, that didn't work.
Yeah, he was convicted of a long
phone freaking,
long
I think, was
list.
His thing.
And basically what he did was phone freaking. He basically got away with free long distance and a free couple of never touching a computer for 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
And solitary. They put Kevin Mitnick in solitary confinement for the majority of his sentence.
Well, there was also some problems with... They didn't charge him. There's some due process things,
yeah.
But
yeah, so
we have
yeah,
a break coming up? Oh, listen, Mandy, stick on the line. I'd like to talk to you during the break. We have got to go to commercial and pay the bills. You're listening to AM 1230, That Computer Show.
If you have home loan questions,
all right,
then call the home loan expert, Janet Skeens at Midland Mortgage. Ring 730-0181 to learn how to cut your mortgage in half with the new Home Accelerator Loan. First-time home buyers with down payment assistance is available. Midland Mortgage also has 100% financing available. Do you need a lot loan or a construction or a permanent loan? Ring Janet Max Gaines at 730-0181 for all your mortgage needs, or go online to MidlandMortgageCorp.com. Dennis Gaines has over 22 years' experience in the mortgage lending industry. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a repeat customer, Janet is always ready to help. Give Janet Skeens a ring at 730-0181 and let her help you with your mortgage. That number again is 730-0181. And don't forget, you can also go online to MidlandMortgageCorp.com. Janet Skeens and Midland Mortgage, names you can trust.
Remember the days when you had a mechanic that worked solely on your car, someone you trusted and knew by name? Those days are back. His name? Randy Tootin, the owner of CV Rebuilders and Auto Repair. Randy Tootin takes pride in providing expert service, specializing in remanufactured CV joints, axles, and complete auto repair. CV Rebuilders Auto Repair skilled mechanics understand today's complex engines and get repairs done right the first time, which includes marine engines as well. Before you go to the lake, make sure your engine's in proper working order. CV Rebuilders and Auto Repair has a full line of mechanics that understand that too. CV Rebuilders and Auto Repair. Your hometown mechanic is back. CV Rebuilders and Auto Repair.
CV Rebuilders and Auto Repair has now moved to a new location. Visit them at 1268 Main Street, South Congaree. Give them a call at 955-9599. That's 955-9599.
Your local Rheem contractor likes to keep things simple, so here are the facts. When you're cold, you want a heating system that will keep you warm. And when you're hot, you want a cooling system that will keep you cool. We recommend Rheem Package Units, which do just that. Rheem Package Units combine high-quality air conditioning and heating systems into one compact unit. Save money with a dependable, all-in-one comfort of a compact Rheem Package Unit. Financing available. Call Tri-City Fuel and Heating at 796-9172 and experience big savings in a small package.
You know those cool special effects that make digital photos look like film strips, oil paintings, or pencil sketches? Ever wonder how they're done? Well, I'm about to let you in on the secret. Graphics professionals do all that magical stuff with one little click using plugins from Alien Skin Software. They've been making photo filters and design plugins since 94, and now they're making them available to try for free for 30 days. Download your demo for Adobe Photoshop, Up Elements, or Corel Paint Shop Pro plugins at alienskin.com.
Backaches and headaches. Some backaches are a part of everyday life, and those with headaches know how they hamper just about every daily function. You've also tried every medication to rid yourself of these problems. Well, today, there's a solution. Dr. Gene Garris of the Garris Spine Center. Dr. Garris is a family practice chiropractor. As a specialist in back-related spine problems, Dr. Garris first listens to you and your problem and takes the time to find out about you and your lifestyle. Medication can solve the problems. We'll find out if it's the right medication. Many related head and back problems can be traced to the spine, the highway from the head to the tailbone and the lower part of your back. The Garris Spine Center is the leader in spine-related problems. Whether you're 5, 15, 35, or 75, you don't have to live with back pain. Not when we have the specialist at the Garris Spine Center. Call Dr. Gene Garris for an appointment and start living the life you want again. The Garris Spine Center, 790-1850, 790-1815.
And we are back. You're listening to That Computer Show on WOIC 1230 AM, or we wish you would be streaming live from thatcomputershow.net. I think they're still working on it. Give us your calls, 803-742-1230. I want to apologize for us. That break was a little awkward. We were so into what we were talking about, we did not even see the flashing red lights, sirens, and engineers telling us that
the break was coming.
The break
upon
was
us.
Coming. It got us in the tush.
That and with the storm and everything, our systems are still kind of flaked out. Yeah. So we apologize. Nick, so, we'll try to have Daft Punk come in next time.
Yeah, Daft Punk. Yeah.
Love me some Daft Punk.
I want to take a moment and give nod. Chris, you missed out. I had lunch during the week.
Yeah, you went on and on about this place
and
in the car.
I promised the girls I would talk about this. It's Crossings Deli on Faro Road. It's 8604 Faro Road. I had a sandwich that was, it was a piece of art. And I have to say hi to Sonia, Denise, Desi, and Renette. And Miss Sonia made my sandwich, and thank you. I had the Huxley, or the Huxtable, or what is it called? Basically, it's from the Cosby Show, that sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's a press sandwich. This deli is amazing.
And where is it located?
It's flip it over. It's on Faro Road, like it's on 77.
Yeah, 8604 Faro Road.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably put a link on our website because it was so good that I got a menu so that I could give him some free advertising because it was really good. I'm gonna have to take you there this week because oh, it's so good.
Corned beef, Swiss cheese, coleslaw, Thousand Island dressing on rye bread.
These sandwiches are.
I'm in love.
Yeah. How much? Oh, it's like $5-$6 a sandwich.
Yeah, it's like $5.89 for that sandwich.
They have
Reuben.
Anyway, okay, so
on
we have to talk about.
All right, I gotta put this away.
Yes, they do cater and deliver. So I'll put some stuff on the website because I really believe in these sandwiches, man. They were on time, and they actually stayed open late. We walked in as they were closing, and they went ahead and made us a sandwich anyway. So thank you, girls. We will be seeing you this week, definitely. Okay, now that that's out of the way, I also want to talk a little bit about a piece of software that we received to review. It's called Web Studio 4.0. And the basic premise of this software is instead of paying someone a lot of money to design a web page, what if you want to do it yourself? And we, you know, at That Computer Store and Miano Vision, we do web design. We consult and we help people with web presences. And web design can get expensive. It's very time intensive. And there are a lot of people who really don't have the money. And they only, you know, they can spend a few $100s. Well, Web Studio 4 is a program that it's a do-it-yourself package. And I haven't had a chance to play with the software, but I'm looking at the manual. And the manual's about an inch thick, which in today's world is almost unheard of when it comes to, RTFM. It's usually a Post-it note or an Adobe Acrobat file or something like that. So on the manual alone, I'm very impressed. The guys who wrote the software have taken a ton of time to basically peanut butter and jelly how to build a website. Now, I'm going to be honest, I'm concerned because a lot of designing a web page, it's more than just following instructions. There's a lot of creativity, and there's some marketing strategies that go into that. But I'm going to give it a shake. I'm going to try the software out, and I'll report back on what I think.
I take it that I won't be able to run it on my computer.
You know, that actually might be a fun test. We'll see if it'll run on your Linux platform. It's Windows-based software.
Of course.
And it's like 4 or 5 CDs, so I'm really looking forward to testing it out this week. And so we'll let you guys know, Web Studio 4.0. And I think you can get some information on it and buy the software from, is it webstudio.com? Does that sound right? We're gonna verify that link real fast. But anyway, Web Studio 4, we're going to give it a shot.
Speaking of web pages and web design, a pretty big thing was done this past week. Records were set. Bits were downloaded.
Really?
Many much happiness.
A firestorm of downloads?
You could say such. Firefox 3 was released, and they decided to try and push a record. They wanted to try and break the record of...
Some good promotion, yeah.
...of number of downloads for one program in a 24-hour period. And they were shooting for...
Like 1.4, 1.5 million?
Yeah, about a million downloads. Well, they had over 8 million downloads in a 24-hour period.
How many?
8 million. Over 8 million.
Firefox 3 had 8 million downloads.
Yes, they hit a million downloads in the first 4 hours.
Now, what they aren't telling you is there are actually 7 guys who just were hitting the download button repeatedly,
I don't
really
know.
Fast.
We Firefox 3 downloads, they have on the spreadfirefox.com site, they have a map. And this is actually kind of a cool interactive map. This shows you where the downloads were coming from.
So what color is what? I see a lot of red.
The dark maroon color is, I believe, over a million downloads. The United States is sitting at 4.2 million, and you have countries like Brazil at 300,000, and Cuba at 30. I'm kidding, 3,000.
How many did Canada do?
406,000. So
what did the I see the whole Russia area over there? What was that?
Oh, Russia is 189,000.
So from 4 million in the U.S.
Yes.
Wow, good job, guys.
The nation of Chad in Africa.
Yeah.
17, just 17.
Seriously?
Well, there's only 17 people browsing the
web.
There's
like in Chad. 19, and you know it.
Well, two of them are using Firefox. Two. So.
Nice. Wow, that's cool. Okay, I can dig that.
But They did set the download record, which was kind of fun.
Yay.
I've been using Firefox 3 for a little while now, the beta version of it, in Ubuntu Linux. And when I was upgraded to 8.04, it was default to the beta. which I was not pleased with Beta 5. It was buggy.
Mm-hmm.
But the released version is, it's super fast. The fastest web browser that I've used. Safari supposedly is a little bit faster, but I have rendering issues on Safari.
There were some claims that Opera 9.5 and Firefox 3 were pretty close in speed, but I think Firefox beats it out a little bit.
In JavaScript rendering and things like that, it's faster.
Yeah.
So, which is nice. But it being fast is one thing, but the fact that they have 15,000 improvements in the web browser since version 2 is pretty impressive.
I'd like to read that list.
Everything from just the look and feel of the browser is better.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cool features is when you type in an address...
I haven't downloaded it, but I haven't installed it.
That as I type an address, you get the this fun bar that drops down and shows you, the recent and relative things that match what you're typing.
Yeah.
So whether it be a search or whether it be a website you've gone to in the past, as you type in real time, and it doesn't fill it into the address bar like another browser that I know of, it drops it below with nice icons and it's graphic and you can see what you're doing.
That's cool.
It's not in the way, but it's a really nice feature. Also,
I'm going to test drive it when we get back to the store.
Since Firefox 3 is available for all three of the major platforms, Mac OS X, Windows, and Linux, all three of those platforms look completely different. They have a completely different idea of what's the look and feel. Firefox 3 looks more native to each of those platforms. So if you open it up on OS X, it looks like an OS X application. If you open it up in Vista, it looks like a Vista application.
So it's scanned properly.
And if I open it up in GNOME in Linux...
It's 2 feet tall and has hairy toes.
Exactly. It has the nice GTK feel, which I've grown accustomed to for all my GNOME applications. It looks like it belongs.
GNOME is kind of the visual interface for a large number of Linux users. You know, with Windows, you kind of have your Windows Vista desktop. With Linux, you can kind of choose between about 27,000 different... GNOME is one of the most popular.
GNOME and KDE are the two popular ones. And if Firefox can detect whether you're running a GTK, which is GNOME, or Qt, which is KDE, and it changes the interface to match what you're doing.
Cool.
So, also the download manager now allows you to resume and pause downloads, which is great for me because I use wireless a lot, and if I'm in the middle of a big download and I need to go somewhere, I need to shut down my machine temporarily or sleep it and go somewhere else. Otherwise, I would lose that download. It might be halfway done. Also, one cool thing is not only can I resume that download, but if that download failed or I stopped it, I can right-click on that and it will pull up the page that I got the download from. So if I don't remember where I downloaded that from and I didn't save it, I can right-click it and say, hey, take me back to where I was.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Well, I'm going to switch gears. And you mentioned a notebook. And what is one of the biggest problems with notebooks today?
I keep dropping mine.
Okay.
No.
Other than that.
Well, I had this issue when I use my notebook and I actually sit it on my lap.
Oh, yes.
It starts to get a little uncomfortable.
They don't really call them laptops very much anymore because they get hot. Heat is a huge issue with notebooks. Well, got some scientists here in West Lafayette. They're at Purdue University. They claim they're getting closer to developing a more efficient cooling system than the traditional heat sink and fan that we know and loathe in notebooks and desktops.
Is it more efficient than the heat pipe that's being used currently?
They're basically miniaturizing refrigeration units.
Oh, cool.
So it's not it's basically heat pipe on steroids. Basically they're building miniature refrigeration units.
Can you linky?
Yeah, let me grab this link. I'm looking at it from TG Daily. And Suresh Garamella and Eckhart Grohl say they can miniaturize traditional refrigerator designs to become small enough to fit in desktop computers and even notebooks. Basically, they have a compressor and the liquid. I'm not going to get super technical, but basically, they're looking at building refrigerators that will be notebook sized. And actually, Charles, the sound engineer said it's been done, but this is different than what the Cryotech guys did.
I'm finding the picture on this link that you sent me kind of amusing. One guy looks like he's explaining it to the other guy, who looks like he's looking in the manual, and he's got this look on his face like, is it supposed to do that?
It's a very, very posed picture. Yeah, it's kind of silly. But, this is different. And there was a company locally called Cryotech. They were working with liquid nitrogen and some hardcore cooling stuff to get the old school AMD chips that ran really, really hot to get them cooled down to the point where they could overclock the snot out of them.
And they were the company that set the record for the first desktop processor to break 1 gigahertz.
Yeah, they got an AMD to over a gig.
It was a
K62.
It was a K62 533 megahertz chip, and they pushed it clean to a gigahertz.
They doubled the speed of it.
But the big problem with what Cryotek was doing, which is supercooling a processor, is, and you could do this in your computer today. They still sell and manufacture what they call lower than room temperature cooling. And anytime you have lower than room temperature cooling, you get condensation.
Yes.
Unless you live, in a very, very dry region,
like Arizona.
Yeah. You get condensation, which is very, very bad. Okay, for computers.
Okay.
So I'm not really just scanning over this article, but are they dropping the temperature of the processor below room temperature?
No. I don't think that they're actually.
They're just maintaining it as close to room temperature as possible.
Right. And then basically they're taking refrigeration hardware and they're getting it down to penny-sized components.
Very cool.
Yeah, they're using ultra-thin sheets of a plastic. It's called a polyamide. And I'm not going to get your ears will bleed and your brains will melt if I get super technical on this. But and we got the break coming up. But I'm really excited. It's going to be years probably before this starts hitting the market. But it would probably enable desktop-caliber video to finally hit notebooks instead of having to scale things down because heat is such an issue. So that's
it's kind of interesting. The Atom PC is running on the Wind PC rather is running on the Atom processor, which only pulls about 2.5 watts.
Yep.
And it it doesn't generate a whole lot of heat. So
well, it looks like it's time to pay the bills. You're listening to WOIC 1230 AM, That Computer Show. Give us a call, 803-742-1230. After the break, I'm going to give you a little bit of cool news about NVIDIA and AMD ATI. They both got some cool video card stuff coming up. Got some other neat stuff to talk about. Hopefully, we'll get the streaming back up, thatcomputershow.net, and we will be back after the break.
Get ready for the best pizza ever. Stevie B's Pizza Buffet, 5424 Forest Drive in the Walmart Plaza.
Stevie B's has the best pizza buffet in the Midlands with great pizza like potato skin, taco, cheeseburger, barbecue, BLT pizza, white pizza, and Stevie B's meat lovers.
Stevie B's all-you-can-eat lunch and dinner buffet is only $4.29 for adults and $2.99 for kids 10 and under. And that includes Stevie B's large salad bar and always free refills on drinks.
Stevie B's party packages are fun, too, for birthdays, youth groups, family gatherings, group meetings, and more.
It's a simple idea. Provide great food, a family fun atmosphere, the freshest ingredients, and the best pizza around, and you've got Stevie B's. B's Pizza Buffet. Stevie B's. Dine in or take out at 5424 Forest Drive or call 738-0877. 738-0877 for Stevie B's Pizza Buffet.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts. Or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
You know those cool special effects that make digital photos look like film strips, oil paintings, or pencil sketches? Ever wonder how they're done? Well, I'm about to let you in on the secret. Graphics professionals do all that magical stuff with one little click using plugins from Alien Skin Software. They've been making photo filters and design plugins since 94, and now they're making them available to try for free for 30 days. Download your demo for Adobe Photoshop, Photoshop Elements, or CorelPaint Shop Pro plugins at alienskin.com. alienskin.com.
Palmetto.com.
Palmetto Gold and Punt is giving you cash for your gold. Gold is at a 24-year high, so don't hesitate to get your chance to cash in. At Palmetto Gold and Punt, you can get cash for kinked or broken gold chains, class rings, unwanted wedding bands, dental gold, or anything made of gold. Palmetto Gold and Punt has 5 locations in Fort Jackson, West Columbia, East Columbia, the Northeast, and at Dutch Square. Palmetto Gold and Punt.
Get ready for the best pizza ever. Stevie B's Pizza Buffet, 5424 Forest Drive in the Walmart Plaza.
Stevie B's has the best pizza buffet in the Midlands with great pizza like potato skin, taco, cheeseburger, barbecue, BLT pizza, white pizza, and Stevie B's meat lovers.
Stevie B's all-you-can-eat lunch and dinner buffet is only $4.29 for adults and $2.99 for kids 10 and under. And that includes Stevie B's large salad bar and always free refills on drinks.
Stevie B's party packages are fun, too, for birthdays, youth groups, family gatherings, group meetings, and more.
It's a simple idea. Provide great food, a family fun atmosphere, the freshest ingredients, and the best pizza around, and you've got Stevie B's Pizza Buffet. Stevie B's. Dine in or take out at 5424 Forest Drive or call 738-0877. 738-0877 for Stevie B's Pizza Buffet.
Do you have home loan questions? Then call the home loan expert, Janet Skeens at Midland Mortgage. Ring 730-0181 to learn how to cut your mortgage in half with the new Home Accelerator Loan. First-time home buyers with down payment assistance is available. Midland Mortgage also has 100% financing available. Do you need a lot loan or a construction or a permanent loan? Ring Janet Skeens at 730-0181 for all your mortgage needs or go online to Midland Mortgage Corp. Janet Skeens has over 22 years' experience in the mortgage lending industry. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a repeat customer, Janet is always ready to help. Give Janet Skeens a ring at 730-0181 and let her help you with your mortgage. That number again is 730-0181. And don't forget, you can also go online to MidlandMortgageCorp.com. Janet Skeens and Midland Mortgage, names you can trust.
All right, That Computer Show is back from the break. I got a couple of cool things I want to chat about. We're going to talk about the video card things, but, you know, we get a lot of gamers at That Computer Store.
You think?
There's like 5 or 10 of them there now,
playing
Rock Band and rocking out and having fun. A lot of them play World of Warcraft, Age of Conan.
EverQuest.
And one of the items in those games, they're called mana potions.
Or potions in general.
Just potions, yeah. You know, health potions, give you magic or give you health. Well, there's a company called Harkos, I think. They have a product called mana potions.
Interesting.
It's an energy drink kind of a thing, really heavy hitting. They are nationwide sold out. You can't get them.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, I've been talking to one of the owners, and we are going to be getting a couple of cases of mana potions. They're production run is ending. It actually sold out their entire production run, but we managed to squeeze in a few cases.
Awesomeness.
So if you want to try mana potions, they're awesome. They come in a little mana bottle, a little potion bottle. It's glass.
So after drinking these, can I sling fire and frost from my fingertips?
You might think that you can, depending on... Yeah, they are very heavy hitting, though. We are going to probably recommend very strongly that you don't drink these and then a couple of, like, you know, full throttles or monsters or 180s.
I made the mistake on Thursday of drinking a full cup of coffee.
My friend, you were so cracked out.
A whole thing of McDonald's sweet tea, which has got a lot of caffeine in it, and a Monster M80.
You were actually translucent. You were moving so fast.
I was trying to play the drums in Rock Band, and I'm like, the machine's not going fast enough. The machine's not going fast enough.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
yeah, it was pretty scary.
It's like, why did we fail? It's like, because you... play the entire song in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, so we're probably going to have to watch Chris. But anyway, so mana potions are coming. If you want to check them out, check out the store, That Computer Store on Lake Murray Boulevard, because we should be getting them in the next couple of weeks, and they're going to go pretty fast, I'm afraid, because we've got people MySpacing us and IMing us and emailing us saying, when are you going to get... I think we're going to be the only place in South Carolina that sells them. According to him, he's like, nobody in South Carolina.
What would be cool is to have like people camping out in tents in front of That Computer Store.
Would that not be awesome?
Waiting for us to get the mana potions.
Yeah, we want more. We want more. That's cool. Oh, speaking of which, Columbia and Irmo meets Google Street View.
Yeah, okay.
OMG WTF BBQ. This is awesome.
Well, next time RTFM and you'll get the message.
Oh.
I was doing a Google Maps search for a client the other day. I was going to go on site to help a nice woman fix her Mac, and I popped in her address, and there was an extra button there, Street Views. I'm like, I don't think we have that here. Well, when I typed in her address and pressed enter, there's a picture of her house right there.
That's awesome.
I'm like, well, okay, cool.
Then you can zoom around in a circle and go up the street.
And Amanda might find this funny. I still passed her house and had to turn around and go back. So even with a graphic representation, like, turn here. I'm the kind of guy that really, really, really needs GPS or I'm going to get lost in my own home.
Yeah.
So if you go to maps.google.com, and you'll see an option there for street views. If you click on that, anything that's in blue has been Google Street View-ed with one of their little Google cars. And you can kind of take a virtual drive down through downtown Columbia, down Lake Murray Boulevard.
The store is on there.
We're there. I did my own address. Now the thing is in most places that I've typed in, the address is a little bit off.
Yeah, it's off by a few hundred feet. It looks
like. Yeah, and it does say the address is an approximation. So that there needs to be a little bit of fine tuning. Oh, I punched in my home address and actually was viewing my neighbor's yard, and I tried to figure out also the time, because here I'm staring at my house and my yard and noticing, you know, that it's nicely freshly cut, and I'm like, well, that's kind of cool, because that hasn't happened in a while. And it looks as if most of this was done last year and has just been put online recently.
Yeah. Well, there's so much there's so much legwork that goes into that.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
It gives you this 3D sensation as you pan around on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Most of downtown Columbia is on it. They don't have Chapin, but they do have some of Chapin.
Some of Chapin, some of Irmo.
Most of Irmo, almost all of Columbia and Casey and West Columbia is in it.
Very cool.
It's really cool if you want to have a landmark or some kind of visual representation of where you're going, or you just want to play around or get caught. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
There's a site here, Google Street Views, Private Moments Captured.
There's a cat in the
window. I'm giggling, and I probably shouldn't, you know. I guess the Google Street car happened to pass just the right time to catch this poor guy biking into a fence.
He's driving on his bike, and the cars basically take multiple pictures, rapid-fire pictures, to get this 3D kind of a thing. Yeah, in one picture he's driving.
I think this might be two different instances, or it may be the same one, but he's just completely wiping out. And you get to see him wipe out, legs in the air.
Poor guy.
Yeah, and another instance is a guy walking into an adult bookstore.
Oh, and what about the sunbathers?
I'm saving that for last.
Oh, come on.
One dude climbing a fence, probably trying to break into that home.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite, the sunbathers.
Yeah, these two chicks. Oh,
yeah, I mean, this is... looks like to be in a park, and these girls are...
Well, they're just...
Yeah, they don't want that strap on their back, I guess, is the reason they're doing that. And
I do the same thing.
Yeah, but you can't really tell from all the fur.
Oh, that's mean. I'm going to kick you in the chin after the show for that.
Like a...
No, just stop now. Go
like
ahead.
Keep
driving.
The car crash aftermath, there's like a car completely upside down. Another pretty nice looking Lexus smashed into a tree. Cute kitty in the window, or actually a pair of cute kitties in a window. Somebody getting a ticket. And the other day, I was actually saw an article where one of these Google Street View cars themselves was pulled over for some kind of traffic infraction.
Really?
So it's kind of interesting. But it's really cool, really neat. But also scary.
Yeah, it is a little big brothery.
You got to think about it. This guy who's walking into this adult bookstore, I don't recognize him, but his wife might.
What about the Borings? I mean, wasn't Google that busted them?
Oh, yes. It was, 3-4 weeks ago we had,
yeah.
Where their last name was literally Boring, where this Google Street Views happened to
get pictures of their backyard. And they
just pictures of their backyard. There was nobody in their yard.
No privacy fence.
Yeah, no privacy fence. Just the fact that you could see their backyard, which you can see their backyard from the street. You know, it's not like they snuck around and, ooh, sneaky, sneaky.
And there's like no nakedness in the pictures. What's the big deal? It's just the backyard. But yeah, they're suing. So, okay, so I promised that I'd have some cool video card news for our gamers out there. On the NVIDIA side, you may have heard of a technology called PhysX, and it's a company called Agia. They made a card that...
It's not like a fizzy beverage?
No.
What is PhysX?
PhysX, it's basically a separate card that goes in your computer that calculates physics stuff for games to give you super mega ultra realistic physics.
I remember that card. It was kind of a flop. Nobody
kind of
bought
a flop.
Them.
Yeah, well, NVIDIA...
Because couldn't you do that kind of computation actually on the video card?
Well, you could come close. I mean, there were some benefits. The problem was that a lot of games didn't have the code to allow you to take advantage of that. Well, NVIDIA bought Agia, and NVIDIA has released that on their current and new refresh of the 9800, with the new driver, they're actually going to enable PhysX hardware, and it's going to supposedly very much boost game performance.
I actually was playing dumb there for a moment. I was reading an article on TG Daily, and it was going on and on about this particular processor, the PhysX processor, and how it's going to increase... I've lost my page. I apologize. Increase performance. And it's interesting. The 8000 series video cards and the 9000 series video cards all have the capability of doing this.
Right.
And in the next week or two, NVIDIA is going to release a update to the 8000 and 9000 series drivers
like
that will...
Forceware 177 or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, 175 is what we're on now, and the newest version will allow you to enable that code. So if you have a game that supports it, and they had some very impressive numbers in 3D Mark 2007, which does utilize the Agia PhysX code. Somewhere in the upwards of 40,000 CPU marks, which is just unheard of. Interesting to note, it was like 42 or 43,000 with one card, with one 9800.
Mm-hmm.
With two in SLI, it was 41,000.
Hmm.
With three in SLI, it was a little less than that. It's 41,000 and some less change, blah, blah, blah. But basically, the current version of the PhysX code, as well as most games, really aren't optimized for multi-GPU, which is another thing I'd like to talk about on a show, is SLI really worth it?
Yeah.
We had one customer come in who really, it's just too much of a headache for him. We had another customer who didn't see any improvement whatsoever when they turned on SLI or Crossfire.
Well, Brian is having that problem in Age of Conan. The drivers, they're just not coded for...
found my page.
For Crossfire or SLI, basically multi-video card, which is becoming pretty commonplace.
Yeah, it was the test system for this particular... it was Tom's Hardware, I digress. This particular test, it was a Core 2 Extreme, overclocked to nearly 4 gigahertz, so, you know...
Wow, crank it up.
Yeah, you know, they got a CPU score of 15K running the test with a single video card. They dropped in the new GTX 280, which is the next refresh of the 9800. It jumped to 42,436 with one, two was 42,000 and a little bit less, and three it was down to 41,000.
So there's actually a drop.
Yeah, there's an overhead that's being generated by the SLI, and it's not multi-GPU. So maybe by the next refresh, where they get to do a do-over.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see some better
well,
numbers.
Well, you know, AMD bought ATI, the other big video card manufacturer, and they've got a technology that they're unveiling. It's called Cinema 2.0.
Yeah, you were very excited about this.
I am so excited about this.
I'm a little less excited because the video demo...
Well,
was,
the video demo kind of... Okay.
It was junk, but...
The video demo... Okay, the video demo was amazing. The link to the video demo on the internet kind of sucks. I don't know if they encoded
it. It was broken.
Yeah. So anyway, the quote is, you won't just play movies, you'll play in them. Basically, AMD has a new video chip, the RV770. It is more powerful than every generation of game console ever brought to the market combined. That's their claim. Now, I don't know if those numbers are true, but...
Well, it'll do a freaking teraflop on the video card.
The demo is basically Ruby, who is their flagship girl, you know, spokes model game
hottie.
Yeah.
3D hottie.
So this video is of her in like a downtown city, looks like New York, running from this gigantic Half-Life 2 meets the Matrix-style robot, and it's rendered real-time, and it's basically her hiding behind cars running from this thing as it's jumping through the city, coming at her. And I'm going to be honest, it looks awesome.
Yeah, it's cinematography, it's cinemagraphic style animation, real time.
Now here's the
normally take like 30 days to render, you know, a scene in like Lord of the Rings or in the Matrix.
Now
they're doing it in real time at 30 frames a second.
This demo, which was done, where was this at? I think it was in San Francisco that they had this. It was done on a PC with a Phenom processor and the same motherboard that we sell at the store, using two of these new video cards. So basically, a desktop computer, today's desktop computer with two of these cards, was doing real-time rendering that matches. It looked better than Star Wars did. I mean, this looks amazing.
The frozen frame that's on this site is beautiful.
You see that Volkswagen in the...
I do, and I'm a big fan of Volkswagens. The reflections are what really get me. Is they're either doing a very, very good job of what's called ray tracing or faux ray tracing.
It looks...
to simulate what light actually does when it hits an object. So...
well, listen, I think we're starting to run out of time. How much time do we have left? About a minute?
A finger. One finger.
We have one finger left of time, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your eyes open. AMD Cinema 2.0. Now, it's not going to be out next week, but... oh, just cool. The graphics on this, I'm super excited. Well, it looks like it is time. What time, you ask? Time for us to go to Taco Bell and try that weird new mango frozen drink.
Ooh, I love mangoes.
Yes, and Chomp Tacos. That is all for this week's episode of That Computer Show. Stay tuned next week for more truth and knowledge beamed straight into your brain via radio or internet waves of power.
Yeah, Wi-Fi, WiMAX.
Oh, yeah.
802.11bgnabc.
Listen in next week, Saturday at 1 p.m. on 1230 a.m., or catch us at thatcomputershow.net. Download past episodes, get reviews, and read up on all sorts of insane news. Give us your call-ins, 803-742-1230. Tune in next week. Until then, this is Steven.
And this was Chris.
And you have been listening to
That Computer Show.